So we can certainly say that culture is one of France's biggest exports. And in film, being able to appeal to the world, French Film Festival is now in its 29th year. Do you have any ideas of why French films have such a unique quality and all the audiences want to come back for more?
I think France has created films since many, many, many years. And we have a system which is very encouraging for the industry. It's a model which enables smaller projects, art house projects, to be funded by the revenues generated by much bigger projects, blockbusters and big hits in the box office. So this very positive system, this very circular system, enables some works to exist. And so I think it has generated a creativity which is quite unique because the money is fluid in the system.
And you also get lots of government support, don't you?
Yeah, the government, but it's not only the government. Mm. The government just makes sure that the money generated by big projects can fund smaller ones. So it's a mutualized system. Generating creativity. If the money was only stuck in big projects, there wouldn't be all these small films, which are very exciting as well, and which have made a big filmmakers exist. All the filmmakers who are now very famous and do big projects did very small ones at the beginning of their careers. And it's through this system that they could become popular and a big filmmakers. And it's the same for the actors.
Well, this year we've got a powerful lineup of films, and we've got the anticipated return of director Laurent Cantet, who won the Palme d'Or for The Class.
Yeah.
His films are always seen a glimpse with sort of everyday struggles of ordinary people. His new one is called The Workshop.
And yeah.
It's about a writing group. It's a student that inhabits fascist tendencies, which is sort of an interesting glimpse into sort of disturbing trends in Europe and around the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's really one of my favorite films in the lineup because indeed it's very relevant, very topical, and the way it deals with these topics like the rise in extreme rights and fascism is very subtle and is very factual. There is no judgment, and it's from a prisma which is very interesting, which is this workshop with young people in the south of France, and they do this literature workshop with a writer. And during the workshop, one of them reveals to be an extremist fascist. And what is interesting as well is that when Laurent Cantet and Robin Campillo, because they co-wrote the film together, Robin Campillo being the filmmaker who did BPM, another very important film last year, when they were working on the screenplay, suddenly the attacks in Nice on the 14th of July occurred. And so they rewrote the screenplay to keep some space in the screenplay so that these young people can have a debate about this and can share about their experience and their feelings about the attacks in the city, which is Nice, which is so close from where the workshop takes place in La Ciotat. So it makes the film very accurate and very relevant. And there is also something else which is interesting, is that these guys were casted in very different kind of places. Some are professional, some are not. Most of the young people
are non-professional,
and they were casted in nightclubs, in gym clubs, on the streets, everywhere. And then they did a workshop to create their own characters. Laurent Cantet made this workshop with them so that they could put a bit of themselves in their character as well. So it's interesting to see that there is this similarity between the screenplay, which is about the workshop, and the way they worked on the screenplay through to a workshop as well. And it makes their play and the story even more realistic, of course. Time is very documentary-like, but at the same time, it's a real thriller, psychological thriller, and Laurent Cantet really wanted this film to look like a thriller, not only a politic or a school film. And it's also a thriller, and sometimes you can really get scared. And Marina Foïs, of course, plays the main character, and she's just incredible, really incredible.
Well, another film that certainly there's a definite buzz about, and it got the Silver Lion at the Venice Film Festival, is a debut feature called Custody.
Custody.
This sounds very interesting.
Custody is is a monument. It's really a great, great film, and I'm very happy because I knew the filmmaker from another background. He's from the theater background, and he made a short film 1 year or 2 years ago with the same cast and based on the same story. But this film, Custody, which is his first feature film, is the sequel of the short film. And with the short film was very, very successful. It was multi-awarded. They even ran for the Oscar in the short film category. And so the first feature film is a big blast. And it's a big, big success. It's the blast of the year 2018 because it was released 2 weeks ago only in France. And indeed, it won the Silver Lion in Venice and the prize of the best first feature film. And what is interesting to know is that David Stratton was among the jury in Venice.
Oh, okay.
And he is our patron this year. And when we met, when he came back from Venice, he told me, oh, I saw Custody. It's probably the only film we had absolutely no debate on among the jury. We were all agreed that we wanted it to be very highly awarded. And it's an amazing, amazing film, very tense from the very first minute till the end, and of course the tension increases enormously from the beginning till the end, and it starts like a Kramer versus Kramer like film to a Shining like film. It's amazing, really, and the actors are incredible. Léa Drucker and Denis Ménochet are fabulous, and the young guys playing the two children are exceptional as well. Really, it's a super strong film.
Claire Denis has a new film about middle-aged singledom, which stars French actress Julie Binoche. This is a bit different to her earlier work, it sounds.
It's the first experience of Claire Denis in the romantic comedy field, I think. And, of course, with a cast which is incredible, with Juliette Binoche,
a lot of big names,
Xavier Beauvoir, and in the end, for the very last scene, the monster, Gérard Depardieu, the icon, Gérard Depardieu. And it's incredible because the last scene, even during when the credits are rolling up, and it's with the big Gérard Depardieu. So, yes, the film is based on a screenplay by Christine Angot, who is a very famous writer in France. It's a very unusual romantic comedy. It's not a real romantic comedy. I think it's a thing, it's an object which is the closest to romantic comedy in Claire Denis' filmography, but it's much more than that, of course.
Talking about films from some of France as far as acting talents, I mean, a lot of people probably know that some of these actors are Mathieu Amalric, Charlotte Gainsbourg, and Maureen Cotillard. Now, they're in a love triangle thriller called Ishmael's Ghost.
Ishmael's Ghost, yeah, fabulous. It's probably my favorite Desplechin film. It's probably less dark than his usual films, and of course with this incredible duet performed by Charlotte Gainsbourg and Marion Cotillard. And it starts, it's like a maze, you know, it's a journey you can take. It starts like ghost film or a romantic comedy, and suddenly it becomes a spy film, a political film. And this film is really like a maze. There is an epicentral scene when Mathieu Amalric tries to sum the film up, and it's just impossible. And it's very, very interesting. It's a mixture of different genres in the same film, and genres which are usually absolutely not compatible, like the romantic comedy and the spy film. Well,
another great actor, the great renown, is Isabelle Huppert. Now, she's in two films again this year.
Yeah.
And one of these looks particularly fascinating is Mrs. Hyde.
Mrs. Hyde is really a UFO. Every year we have some UFOs flying over the lineup, and this one is definitely the mother UFO. It's really surprising. It's very difficult to describe or to define this film. It could be a sci-fi film as well.
It's kind of loosely based on, isn't it, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yes, exactly.
She's
it's
like
a
the
very free interpretation.
So she floats between this quite
reinterpretation
shy
of Mr. Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde myth. But with Isabelle Huppert being a very shy teacher, and because of a storm, she suddenly become a bit incandescent, naturally incandescent, and she becomes a bit wilder in the way she teaches physics to her pupils. And it's a very typical Serge Bozon film with a filming which is very precise in terms of color, frame, and the acting is very formal, if not abstract. But of course, Isabelle Huppert is definitely the only one who can play such a character, such a complex character, and such an abstract character. She's totally empty, and even though she carries a lot of emotions, which is extraordinary, you know, she really looks like empty, but however, it's very emotional.
Another film that I'm fascinated about is going to be the film about the New Wave director Jean-Luc Godard, The Redoubtable.
Yeah, Redoubtable. Yeah. It's by Michel Hazanavicius, who did The Artist several years ago and won the Oscar. And for The Redoubtable, I think it's quite similar in the sense that it's another tribute to another period of cinema with Jean-Luc Godard. It's not a biopic about Jean-Luc Godard, definitely not.
So it's more about Godard and his political, sort of when he's moving into the more political films, isn't it?
Yeah, the way he had to deal with the French, the 68 revolution in Paris, and he was doing a film about that, but also his more intimate life with his wife at that time. And it's based on her book, by the way, telling this story and her experience with Jean-Luc Godard. And yeah, it's funny because you realize that Jean-Luc Godard can really look like a bad guy, but at the same time, a very funny character. And it's all the strength of the way Louis Garrel played him. He mixes this very serious intellectual spirit with a lot of funny aspects of the character.
So are there any other films you'd recommend?
See You Up There, of course, by Albert Dupontel, the other film about the World War One, based on a very successful novel by Pierre Lemaitre, who won the Prix Goncourt for this book. It's an amazing film, a big French production with great set, the costumes, the reproduction of post-World War One Paris, cast is superb, with a fabulous Laurent Lafitte playing the bad guy, as he did in Verhoeven's L last year. And it's an amazing film. The battlefield scenes are absolutely wonderful, the colors, everything. It's a very visually beautiful, but also absolutely. Albert Dupontel is doing a great career as a filmmaker.